You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
In fact, to London we go now. Good morning to you, Adam. The first thing we want to deal with this morning is the UN being urged to take action over this poison scandal involving Russia. I mean, this issue is simply not going away, is it?
It's not. I suppose the tit for tat could go on for some time as well. But we've had this emergency session of the United Nations Security Council overnight called by Britain. Essentially, this is one member of the Security Council having a right go at the other member, and the other member saying they will retaliate. So it's a little concerning, shall we say. The United States has said it absolutely stands with Britain on this. The decision by the UK Prime Minister to expel 23 Russian diplomats to take action against certain arrivals of Russians. There could also be some financial prosecution, though frankly that's only against people of criminal nature. It could already happen, so there's no change there. Also that there'll be no ministers or VIPs or royals going to the World Cup in Russia and so forth. Arguably some sensible, smallish steps, but significant. After all, America recently expelled 35 Russian diplomats, so this stuff does happen. The thing is, Russia in turn has said that all this is based on, as they put it, fully fledged lies, and they have promised symmetrical measures. What that means, we don't yet know, but in diplomatic terms, I mean, on the one hand, you've got the whole investigation into the spy poisoning and the nerve agent and what's going on with that. On the other hand, you've got all this stuff at the higher level, and of course, nobody wants to be left with egg on their face.
You have to love the language of diplomacy. Symmetrical measures, indeed. It's really quite interesting to observe this movement growing, across America, the student movement around gun protests, and it's really gaining momentum, is it not?
I agree. Yeah, because you I don't know. In this day and age, you don't often see student movements make a big difference, and I wonder if this ultimately will make a big difference. Because it looks like tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands, of American students walked out of their classrooms for 17 minutes at least. In some cases, they stayed out a bit longer, but the 17 minutes was significant because that's a minute for every life that was lost in the shooting, the mass shooting at the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida a month ago. And so a month on, they were having effectively a kind of vigil, but also a protest. It was about gun laws as well. And amongst all the things that have been said and so forth, just one really poignant remark by a 16-year-old girl called Kaylee Tyner, who, as she put it, we've grown up watching more tragedies occur, and we continually ask, why? Why does this keep happening? Kaylee, who said this, is at Columbine High School outside of Denver. Columbine, of course, is a name that resonates and keeps on resonating even 19 years later.
And, of course, more tributes pouring in for Stephen Hawking. I saw even Katy Perry making comments there.
Yes. It's amazing how many people have queued up and how many people he touched. I mean, we knew he was famous. We knew he was a pretty interesting scientist. We knew he'd been on The Simpsons and Star Trek and Big Bang Theory. But the tributes from the British Prime Minister, from the actors Eddie Redmayne and Benedict Cumberbatch, both of whom met him, from NASA, from the universities of Oxford and Cambridge, the Astronomer Royal, as you say, from Katy Perry, Cher, Jim Carrey, and Nancy Sinatra. There aren't too many people who get tributes from all of those. But all sorts of stuff about his celebrity status. And the fact is, as one other physicist, Brian Cox, who's, he's not as famous as Stephen Hawking, but perhaps he's a sort of younger, funkier version, if you like, because he does speak stuff that sometimes you wonder if you really fully understand. He says as long as essentially there are sentient beings to understand Stephen Hawking's theories, his theories will live on.
All right, Adam Gilchrist there with our Worldview from London. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And, of course, today's question is coming in via Twitter, is usually the hashtag on hashtag Emirates Worldview. We ask you to send us a question. And today's question, I'm looking at it. It comes from Sizwe Hadebe, who tweeted, why does astronomy measure distance in light years instead of kilometers as we do on Earth? What's the difference using that hashtag? To get the answer, we spoke to Elias Idi, an astronomer at the South African Astronomical Observatory.
Distances on Earth are very small. That's why kilometers work. we have short distances. But when it comes to space, we can't measure distances in kilometers because the numbers also become ridiculous. Just to give you an example, the distance between us and the sun, that's 150 million kilometers. And the sun is very, very close to us. The nearest star to us, Proxima Centauri, it is 40 trillion kilometers away from us. And we're still at the nearest star to us, and we started using trillions. That's a million, million. So the numbers becomes a huge when we are measuring distances to stars and galaxies. And therefore, we need larger units like the light year. Light year is a measure of distance. It is actually the distance covered by the light during 1 year. The light, the fastest thing or the fastest speed we know of, 300,000 kilometers per second, we just measure how much it travels in 1 year. It's a large distance. It's at 1 trillion kilometer or so. It's a very large distance, but that's this unit help us to reduce the numbers when we are measuring distances to stars and distant galaxies.
Sometimes these distances are just too great for my little small mind. Congratulations, Sizwe Hadebe, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
And for you, monsieur, something to tantalize the taste buds, like our specialty, les brochettes d'agneau.
I'm looking for something I haven't tried.
We also have canard fumé.
Tried it, with a nice red. Anything else?
Filet saumon.
Tried it on Emirates.
Excuse me for a second, monsieur.
Chef, he flies anyway.
Experience the finest cuisine and exclusive wines on Emirates First and Business Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.